Good morning, everybody. Thursday, November the 12th. It's Mahoney speaking here. And like every morning, I wake up probably much like yourselves. And with a cup of coffee, I'll check my social media, see what's going on in the world. Obviously, we're living in very interesting times of what's going on with the election results right now in America. We've said enough about that. I'm not going to get into it right now. But something happened this morning. I felt compelled to make a video to make sure that people are aware of it. Okay, so I had a video from two guys in the UK. I'm gonna put the link on here so you can see it yourself. I'm not gonna plagiarize these guys and their work because they put, it's very professionally done, this video. I like their work. But the story that they broke today was a company called MHRA. Now, this is basically a company that puts out to tender electronic work for people, program writers, okay? Now, they've released the details of a program that is urgently seeking artificial intelligence software to process expected high volume of adverse reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine. So, in a nutshell, the British government have commissioned a private individual company to seek a software writer from outside the UK, preferably, but not necessarily, to design a software package to process the data from all of the medical issues that are going to come up from people taking this new Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. So this tells you and me straight away, if you've got a brain, that they know this thing is poison, yet they're still going to force it down the general public's neck. And that means there's going to be hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of medical issues going on with this. Whether it'll give you autism, whether it'll give you heart problems, lung problems, brain problems, long-term issues of your health, nobody knows because it's a completely experimental drug that they've rushed through to get it out to you. Now, one logical thing you can think of is cancer they've been trying to cure for 60 or 70 years, and they have put billions of dollars into the research from all around the world. They still haven't come up, apparently, with a real cure for cancer. Yet they expect us to believe that all of a sudden this vaccine has been developed that they can now give us, which is 90% effective against a COVID-19 virus. Now, this is the same virus that we all have in us from different COVID colds and flus over the years that they haven't been able to isolate scientifically and show us here is the Ebola virus, here is the COVID-19 virus. They can't isolate this as a disease. So how the hell can they make a vaccine for it? And now they're looking for people to develop a software that they can track all the data of everybody that gets seriously ill and has medical issues with this vaccine. And don't forget that vaccine companies cannot be prosecuted in a court of law. They are immune from prosecution. So guys, you're about to be poisoned. You've got to wake up. You've got to get this link out. Send this link to as many people as you can so that you know the truth. They cannot force vaccinate you, and you've got to fight this because it's going to kill members of your family, potentially you, and give everybody that takes it a certain high degree of certainty of long-term health issues. Okay? Have a good week. Sorry to start your day with such negative news, but it's very important that people know what the governments of the UK and probably the rest, it will be coming to Spain too, where I am. I'm not concerned. I know how I'm going to handle it. So reject the vaccine, reject the rules, reject the restrictions, and start living your life. Ignore and fight back.